The following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Bauer, now she is stopped, needs some help. Donnelly comes up, takes it. Rouse is open on the left wing. Donnelly will finally dish it to her. Jensen can't get the through away. Ball fake, starts the drive back up to Donnelly. Back to Rouse, off the screen, long three. It's all met. So Jensen Rouse with her second three.
Tonight, the Men and Whippets head to Elm Creek to battle the Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
Miner for three more, but that one clanks off the rim. An offensive rebound brought down by Newfer. Out for three, and it's good by Claybaugh. Three threes here by Elm Creek in the lead. Now right back to eight.
Tonight will be the final contest before Christmas break for Minden, while Elm Creek travels to Bertrand tomorrow night. It's the Whippets and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Elm Creek with KKPR Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Elm Creek for a great night of basketball as Minden rolls into town to take on the Buffaloes. Right now, things are rolling in the right direction here for Elm Creek. Their boys come in as the number two state-rated team, according to the Omaha World Herald in the preseason rankings, and the girls are undefeated. Meanwhile, for Minden, the girls are rolling in a pretty good direction here. They come in with a record of 3-2, and the boys team, well, they've struggled a little bit, only 1-4 on the season, but they're hoping to kind of catch fire before the Christmas break rolls in. And we're excited to bring you two outstanding high school basketball games tonight here from Elm Creek. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for both the Whippets and the Buffaloes when we return to Elm Creek right after this.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913, located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
First Bank and Trust Company in Minden provides the latest technology with a personal touch. Minden's First Bank and Trust Company is a leader in online and mobile banking, including remote deposit from your smartphone. Technology at your fingertips, along with personal bankers to discuss your needs. First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. It's what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. And First Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Whippets. They'll come in wearing their purple uniforms, a record of 3-2 on the season, and their starters look like this. Jaden Donnelly, a 5'5 senior. She averages 5.3 points and 3 rebounds a ball game. Abby Redis is a 5'6 junior who averages 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Sarah Holquist, a 5'10 junior, averages 9.3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Janos Rouse, a 5'8 senior, will make the start as well. She is averaging 11.5 points and 7.8 rebounds. She's a leading Whippet in both of those two statistical categories. And Lainey Thatcher will end up the starting lineup. She's a 5'11 senior, and Thatcher is averaging 2 points and 4 rebounds for head coach Taylor Malsby. And for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, as we mentioned, come in with a perfect 5-0 mark. Their starters are Morgan Sint, a 5'6 junior. She averages 6 points and 2.5 rebounds. Whitney Bauer, 5'6 and a junior. She averages 17.3 points and 4 rebounds contest. Ashley Brown, a 5'11 junior, averages 11.8 points and 7 rebounds a game. Reagan Meyer, 5'7 and a junior, averages 5.5 points and 4 rebounds. Haley Stone, 5'10 junior, is averaging 9.3 points and 3.3 rebounds for head coach Mike Ford. Again, that's your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll set the stage and wrap up our pregame show. Brought to you, as always, by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We'll step away for a moment. Be back to Elm Creek right after this.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, Sam, Hallie, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Pedley Drug in Minden. If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. The answer has arrived in Nebraska with a 2.5 bushel per acre bump across 1,223 comparisons. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of loyal yield trials to take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Individual results may vary. See Jamie Mattson, your Pioneer seed dealer, with you from the word go.
Well, around the area, it's a relatively quiet night in high school basketball. In fact, here on Platte River Radio Group of Stations, this is our only broadcast tonight, but that won't be the case tomorrow. We'll have a doubleheader for you on the ESPN Superstation, broadcasting both Kearney and in Hastings. Kearney Catholic traveling to the Queen City to take on the Hastings Tigers. Pregame will start around 5:45. The girls' game should tip around 6 o'clock. And then the boys' game will follow after that, and that should be a pretty good matchup, especially on the boys' side. Over on Power 99, right here tomorrow night, Overton will be in Pleasanton, and a lot is expected of the Bulldogs on both the boys' and the girls' side, as both teams are rated. And Overton, they're going to be awfully good, too. That is going to be a great Fort Kearney Conference matchup for you tomorrow on Power 99. And over on KJS Radio tomorrow, Sutton will be at St. Cecilia to take on the Blue Hawks, and pregame will start around 5:45. The girls will tip around 6 o'clock over on KJS Radio. And, of course, all of our games do broadcast on the Internet, as you well know. Our Internet streaming of high school games on Platte River Radio Group of Stations and at PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and in Lincoln. So, again, a good matchup here tonight. The Buffaloes and the Whippets here on the Power 99. And, of course, we'll have plenty more basketball for you coming up. And don't forget, on Saturday on ESPN Radio, we'll have a triple header of NFL action. It starts with the Texans at Tampa Bay. That'll start around 11:30 with the pregame. After that, that will be the Bills traveling to New England to take on the Patriots. Then the Rams taking on the Niners. And, of course, that's on Saturday. Another triple header for you on Sunday over on ESPN Radio. We're going to step away for a moment. We'll continue with more of our pregame right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, and Patty know about the heart and the soul of a home. For more info, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com. A very proud supporter of all our area youth. Best of luck, athletes.
Farming is a way of life here, and today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest, and the farmers know CHS Agronomy Department is who they can trust and count on. Your CHS Agronomy Department can help you with everything from chemical, fertilizer, seed and soil samples. CHS is right there where you are. That means you know the people, and they're giving back in your communities. CHS, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer near you. Well, the Whippets being introduced here. Of course, they'll be in their road purple uniforms. A little bit of silver on the trim there. White numbers, black outlines in there. You really can see the numbers, and that's radio guys. We really appreciate teams that have contrasting numbers so you can see the numbers and some of those high schools out there. But anyway, they do a pretty good job here in Minden and Elm Creek. Of course, we'll be in their nice white uniforms with the gold numbers. Elm Creek will be in blue. It'll be outlined. Both of those will be outlined in black. They're easy to read as well. Sharp-looking uniforms for both of these two squads. As both teams still trying to find themselves a little bit. Elm Creek at 5-0, but talking to Coach Ford before the game, he kind of said, we still got some work to do here. Minden at 3-2. They're kind of weathering the storm, trying to find themselves as well. They've been battling a little bit of injury action as Coach Malsby was concerned about one of his starters, whether or not he should be able to make it, but they got the original lineup out there, so we're all set and ready to go. It'll be Donnelly, Ritas, Holquist, Rouse, and Thatcher here for Minden, and for Elm Creek, Sint, Bauer, Brown, Meyer, and Stone. The Buffaloes still in the huddle here real quick, last moment here with Coach Ford, and we'll all be set and ready to go. The Whippets already with their lineup out there, ready to go, as Holquist will be doing the jumping here. And meeting her at the center jump circle will be Brown, and we're all set and ready to go. Handshakes and niceties have been exchanged. Good officiating crew tonight. And we're ready to get this one underway here on Power 99. The whistle is in the mouth. The ball is in the air, and we are underway here in Elm Creek. And the tip going to be controlled here by the Buffaloes. In the offensive end is going to be sent. She'll throw it on that left side. Minden's going man-to-man, and the entry pass is going to be tipped away. Thatcher is going to come up with it, so that'll be a turnover here on Elm Creek. So one turnover here in the early stages. And the Whippets have their first offensive possession. They'll give it here left side for Donnelly. Donnelly between the circles. Now dribbles top of the key. Throws right side for Ritas. Ritas, she's facing a little 1-3-1. They'll enter it down low. Leaning in here is going to be Rouse. Rouse can't get it to go. And the rebound is going to be taken out by the Buffaloes. Snagging the bound and asking for the ball back here is going to be Brown. But they're going to work it on the right side. Long jumper here for Meyer. Meyer can't get it to fall. It's going to be rebounded by Bauer. Bauer will get the ball here left side, and the bucket is up and good for Morgan Sint. So Sint gets the first two-pointer of the ball game. She had a back heel on the line. And now driving the baseline here is going to be Holquist. Holquist with a nice little 8-foot elevation. She'll hit the bucket, and Sarah Holquist will tie things up here at 2 in the early stages. We have only played a minute, as Sint will give it now top of the circle here for Stone. Stone back out here for Reagan Meyer. Meyer will dribble it into the corner, give it out to Sint. Sint couldn't quite handle the basketball there momentarily. So that's going to slow things off. They'll kick it here on the left side. That'll be a long three-pointer, and it's going to be rebounded by Thatcher. So Thatcher will throw it up ahead, and it's going to be stolen from behind by Reagan Meyer. Meyer knows she lost the ball up ahead into the hands of Holquist, and Holquist is going to drive, puts up a shot. She's going to be fouled. Well, it looked like Meyer was going to have it, but she couldn't quite reel it in. Goes up to Holquist, and she's, I don't want to say Johnny on the spot, Jane on the spot, as she's able to come up with the basketball, put up the shot. She's fouled, and Holquist will go to the line and shoot two after the foul was called here on Reagan Meyer. So Meyer's first foul of the night, team's first as well, and the free throw here for Holquist is up and good. She's got one more coming, and she'll make both of them. As a result, it is Minden doubling up Elm Creek here, 4-2 in the early going. Entry pass can be knocked away. Good hands there by Holquist. That'll force another turnover, and Holquist is going to drive all the way in as she passes up here for Rouse, and Rouse will get the bucket. So in transition, they get it up ahead here for Jensen Rouse, and she'll get the bucket. So Reagan Meyer will kick back out of Stone. Off of the screen, dribbling is going to be Bauer. Bauer helps work the ball inside here for Stone. Stone turns around, puts up the shot. She's hit on the elbow. And so she'll get a couple of shots here as the foul is going to be whistled. They're going to give the foul here for Donnelly. From my vantage point, couldn't see who they gave it to. The foul is going to be on Donnelly. That'll be her first. And the free throw is up, and it is good here for Stone. So Haley Stone, her first point of the ball game, makes it now 6-3. Minden has led throughout, but obviously been a close ball game. She makes both free throws. So two-point ball game, 2 minutes gone. And on the bounce, Rouse brings in the offensive end, and they're going to pick her up top of the key. Staying with her is going to be Bauer. They double-team the basketball, nearly stolen away, and they do knock it loose. So here comes Elm Creek after the steal. Nice bounce pass by Bauer, and she'll give it off on that left side, and the bucket is up and good for Sint. So after the steal, they get the bucket. And as a result, we're tied at 6. Right wing with the ball is going to be Donnelly. Donnelly had a little trouble with the handle. She's going to step out with it, but first, Coach Malsby is going to call a timeout. Taylor Malsby calls the timeout. We're tied at 6. We're back to Elm Creek right after this.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes.
Our timeout's brought to you by ENT Physicians at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. Minden kind of mishandled the ball a little bit. Elm Creek put on a very effective trap. As a result, Coach Malsby calls his first timeout, and Minden now will inbound on the baseline. Tossing in is going to be Sarah Holquist. She gets it on that right wing. Open jumper for Rouse. Can't get it to go. It's going to be rebounded by Holquist. Holquist will kick the ball back out and will reset the offense. Donnelly now has it on that left side. Gives it for Holquist. Now back on the right side for Redis. Right wing for Donnelly. Donnelly, they come out and put a little extra pressure on her. That's Whitney Bauer stepping out on that 2-3 zone. And they'll get it here right side for Donnelly. Donnelly's entry pass going to be tipped away. Another Minden turnover. Here come the Buffaloes on the run. Meyer driving up, loses the basketball, kicks it back out here for Sint. Sint works around the perimeter. Bauer for an open three. That one will not fall. And the rebound is loose. Finally picked up by Redis. And Redis will bring in the offensive end here for Minden. She'll take it down to that baseline. She shut off nicely. Good transition defense there by Whitney Bauer. We're working around the perimeter. And now the three-pointer by Rouse is up and good. So Jensen Rouse strokes in the tray to put Minden back on top by 3, 9-6. Right wing, Reagan Meyer. Gives the ball back out here for Bauer. She sets a screen for Bauer, but Bauer can't hit the jumper, and it's going to be rebounded by Holquist. So Holquist with the bound throws it up ahead here for Donnelly. Donnelly stopped on the baseline, actually has the ball knocked out of her hands. It goes off of her legs and out of bounds. That's great defense there by Haley Stone to force the Minden turnover. So neither team has been real pure with the basketball. They've had a few turnovers, but for the most part, it's been forced by pretty good defense. You got three turnovers for Elm Creek, two here against Minden in the early going. Nice backdoor cut. Pass is going to be down low, and a bucket's good by Bauer. Bauer gets the nice pass by Laney Meyer, who just checked in a little bit ago. And now the entry pass is going to be stolen away. On the steal here is going to be Bauer. Bauer driving up. And, Morgan Sint going up, and she's going to be fouled. I'm going to say it was before the shot, which surprises me a little bit. But Minden turns the ball over, and the foul is going to be on Abby Redis. That'll be here first. Ball inbounded, back and in here is going to be Bauer. Bauer, defender falls down, so she'll shoot over the top of her. Shot's going to be no good, though, and Rouse will pull down the board. So Rouse throws up ahead, and she now has it back between the circles. Bounce pass right side for Donnelly. Donnelly throws in that right corner for Merrill, who checked in a little bit ago. Back out, three-pointer by Holquist. Good. Sarah Holquist drains the three-pointer. She now has seven in the game, and Minden has their largest lead at 12. Oh, they're going to say that was a 2, and so that'll be 11-3, and a nice little entry pass down low for Haley Stone. So Stone gets the bucket. Now, back left side, three-pointer. Good. This one is going to be a three-pointer by Holquist. So Holquist will drain the three-pointer, and it's now 14-10. Minden with the lead. Entry pass down low. That'll be knocked away. Elm Creek turns the ball over. Whippets want to run. They get it up ahead here for Holquist. Holquist kicks back out, and a three-pointer. Good by Rouse. So Jensen Rouse drains the three-pointer. And they've hit three three-pointers here in the quarter, has the Minden Whippets. And that's one reason why they lead it by 7 right now. On the baseline, shut off is going to be Brown, so they'll get the ball back out. They'll shoot the three-pointer. Going to be no good. They're fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And so give an advantage there for Morgan Sint. She was battling a couple of the different Whippets with a basketball. It went off the Whippets, and so it'll be inbounded. So Elm Creek gets it in the hands here with Stone. Stone kicks her on the left side for Sint. Sint can't shoot over the top of Merrill's defense, so they'll work it back around off of the screen. Here's the three-pointer. It's up and good. Bauer caught it in rhythm, and Whitney Bauer drains the three-pointer. A needed bucket here for Elm Creek. It was down by 7. They now cut that down to 4 with a minute 45 to go in a very entertaining quarter number one. Merrill gets the ball down low, driving on that left side. It's going to be Holquist, and Holquist hit on the body. She puts up the shot, and she'll step to the stripe for a couple. So that'll be on Stone. That'll be her first. And so Holquist will shoot 2, and the first one is up and good. So among other things, what they're doing well is shooting free throws here, as Minden is now a perfect 3-for-3. The second free throw is up and good. So Holquist makes both of them. She's got 11 points in the game. She averages 9.3, but she's already past that, and we got a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Kick out here for Reagan Meyer, and Meyer will drain a three-pointer. Boy, both of these two teams are dialing long distance. Pass up ahead here for Rouse. Rouse pass is going to be tipped on the inside. That's good hands there by Stone. And a loose ball will be picked up here by the Buffaloes. They'll slow it down a little bit. A little penetration, kick out. Here's Meyer. I thought she was going to shoot that three. She was in rhythm. She'll penetrate a little bit and kick it back out for Bauer. Bauer has it. And she'll dribble, hand off here, giving it to Laney Meyer. And the entry pass in for Stone. Stone, kiss off glass, going to be no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Bauer. Bauer will put up a jumper. That one will not fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Merrill. So the Whippets hold on defense. Now they're going to attack. That's Holquist. She'll penetrate, kick back out. Here's an open three, in and out, no good. And rebounded by Stone. 35 seconds here for the Buffaloes, who trail it by 3. They get it in the high post, down to the low post, pass in for Stone. She missed the jumper, and it's going to be rebounded by Merrill. Good entry pass by Sint to get that down low for Stone. 20 seconds left. At the free throw line, it's Donnelly. She'll kick the ball now. Right side, Merrill has it. Back out for Donnelly as they skip it to her top of the circle. Now 10 seconds left. Looking at this 2-3. And she'll get the ball here on the left side for Holtquist. Holtquist into the corner left wing. That's going to be Rouse shooting the three. Rebounded. 2 seconds left. Elm Creek from half court. Will not get it to go. A little bit of a line drive there, but a good opportunity after the missed three-pointer and a very entertaining quarter number one. It's Minden 19, Elm Creek 16. We'll be back to Elm Creek right after this.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, 7 generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, our broadcast booth is on the road here in Elm Creek and brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing and Repair is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Minden has first possession. They work it to the free throw line. Kick out for Rouse. Rouse is going to be shut off defensively by Bauer, and then she's going to turn the basketball over. So they bring in the offensive end. And the ball is going to be knocked out of the hands of the Whippets, but it'll be, it was last touched by the Whippets. So Elm Creek has it on the baseline here. And they'll throw it in the lane. Driving in is going to be Brown. Brown with the catch and shot all really kind of in one motion. And she will get to the free throw line as she was hit on, really both elbows. So Redis is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second. And Ashley Brown Hannah Merrill going to check in. And Ashley Brown at the free throw line. Will roll in the second free throw. So she makes one out of two here. Make it now 19-17. Pass at the high post, driving through. For Minden is going to be Peyton Weeder. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll stay here with the Whippets. And the ball is going to be inbounded for Weeder. Driving up is Rouse. Rouse loses the basketball. Weeder's on the floor getting it back and throws it back out here for Donnelly. Good hustle there by Weeder to keep the possession alive as the ball was knocked loose. Bounce pass right side for Donnelly. She's got it top of the circle for Merrill. Back over here for Rouse. Rouse uses up her dribble. Entry pass going to be knocked away. Sint can't come up with it. It's going to roll ahead here for Thatcher. And Thatcher is going to drive to the basket, get hit on the arm, and go to the line and shoot two. Buffalo's just an eyelash away from really a couple of times on this possession coming up with a steal. But instead, the Reagan Meyer is going to be called for a foul, and it's going to set up a couple of free throws. And the first one is in and out and then back in for the Whippets. So Thatcher makes the first of two to make it now 20-17. 7:06 to go here before halftime. Coming up at the break, we'll talk with Tanner Cavaney, a basketball coach for the Elm Creek boys. Second free throw is good. 4-point Minden lead. And on the bounce here is going to be Bauer. Bauer kicks it back out here for Sint. And using up her dribble is Lanny Meyer. So Laney will help work it around the perimeter. Ball fake here by Sint as she makes the catch. She'll give it out for McCarter. McCarter hands off for Bauer. And the entry pass is going to be knocked away. Good work there by Thatcher to force the turnover. And they're going to throw the ball up ahead here. And then we're just going to trade turnovers is what's going to happen. They throw it up ahead here for Minden and couldn't quite get the footing down, so it will go right back here for Elm Creek. The inbound for Bauer down the sideline. She'll kick in the corner for Stone. Little ball fake and then a screen set up here by Sint. They'll kick into the corner. Jumper by McCarter. McCarter will hit the long two. So Macy McCarter will stroke in the bucket. And it will cut the lead down to 21-19. Left wing with it is Rouse. And Rouse, excuse me, that's Merrill rather. My apologies. 23, not 33. And Merrill is going to be called for an extra step. That'll be a turnover. Again, tomorrow here on Power 99, Overton at Pleasanton. Girl-boy doubleheader. Pre-game will be around 6 o'clock. Right wing, Morgan Sint. Entry pass down low for Stone. Stone's going to lean in, get the body contact. She does a good job of getting that positioning and keep the defender in her back pocket. And she plays tall. At 5'10", she does not bring that ball down low. The foul is going to be called on number 32, Sarah Holquist. So Holquist called for the foul. Stone's free throw. The first one was good, and so is the second one. So we're tied at 21. 7-point deficit has now been erased. Donnelly will throw the ball here left side for Sarah Holquist. Driving here is going to be Rouse, and nice drive there by Jensen Rouse. Puts Minden right back on top. I'll double check it, but I don't think Elm Creek has had a lead in this basketball game. But Carter dribbles down to the right side, shut off by Holquist. Back out for Stone, working around the perimeter. And they're going with a bit of a 2-3 zone here as well. Kick on the right side for Bauer. Bauer shut off there defensively by the Whippets. So they'll get the ball down low. Stepping through here is going to be Laney Meyer. Can't get the shot to fall, and Thatcher's going to pull down the rebound. So Whippets up by a bucket. Have it back here with 5:12 to go before halftime. Left wing for Holquist. She'll be shut off by Morgan Sint. 2-3 zone right now for the Buffaloes. Long jumper. Going to be too strong here by Rouse. And rebounded by Elm Creek. Elm Creek is able to come up with it after the rebound by Laney Meyer. Kick back out here for Brown. Brown working against the pressure of Donnelly. Will penetrate a little bit, then back out and just hand the ball here for Stone. Stone will give it through the Sint. She'll curve through there, drive, and be fouled. I believe they're going to give this to Sherman. Yep, it's going to be on Sherman. So Bailey Sherman going to be called for her first foul of the night. And the free throw hits the back of the arm. It goes up high, and it is good. So Sint makes the first of two free throws to make it 23-22, 4:43 to go here before halftime. Second free throw looks short, and it is, and will be rebounded by Thatcher for Minden. So Whippets bring it up ahead. Using up the dribble here is going to be Sherman. Sherman gives it on the baseline for Holquist. Holquist, nice little drive, but then she loses the basketball. So that'll be another Minden turnover. Kick right side for Sint. Sint finds a cutter. Ball was stuffed down, but they'll give it back out here for McCarter. McCarter, she had a little trouble with the handle, and she's going to turn the basketball over. And we're still running into that little early season, figuring out the handle of the basketball kind of thing. 2-3 zone for Elm Creek again. Minden has a 1-point lead as they skip the ball out over here for Holquist. Holquist is going to drive, put up the shot, and no good. Offensive board by Thatcher. Thatcher with another offensive rebound. She can't get that one to fall. And the loose ball will roll out. Sherman has it right now, trying to enter it down low. Bounce pass up ahead. Shot off glass. Good. Great entry pass down low for Peyton Weeder. And Weeder then is going to hit the shot. Nice bounce pass to set up Weeder. And she goes up strong and has a chance for the 3-point play after the foul was called on McCarter. So Macy McCarter, her first of the game. And Weeder with the and one. And it is short. And rebounded there by Elm Creek. It was Brown who pulled down the board. So Sint sets up shop on that right wing. Throws the top of the circle here for Laney Meyer. Meyer finds a cutter, but the shot won't fall here for Stone. Good look as it's rebounded there by Rouse. Rouse will throw it up ahead in the corner. They tried to enter it in again to Weeder. She gets a nice fake as she passes it out. Looked like she was going to pass it out. Stepped up, put it up. The shot won't fall, and Brown pulls down the rebound. So 3:18 here for Elm Creek. Trying to cut into this three-point deficit. Entry pass is going to be knocked down by Holquist. She nearly stole it, but coming up with it is Laney Meyer. Meyer on the double team down low, and she's going to have that ball held between her and Weeder. So Weeder will move the possession arrow, but it will stay with Elm Creek. Elm Creek has the ball, but now the arrow moves. So can't quite give a turnover here to Elm Creek as they'll maintain possession on the baseline. Ball inbounded here for Bauer, and Bauer will hit the three. A setup inbounds play for a three-pointer for number three, and Whitney Bauer cashes in, and we're deadlocked at 25. With it right now is 24 Sherman. She'll give it on the high post here for Rouse. Back out to Sherman. She'll skip it over, and it's going to be knocked away by Elm Creek. Coming up with a steal, dribbling out with it is going to be Reagan Meyer, and Meyer had a little trouble with the handle, and she'll end up turning the ball over. So we swap turnovers here. And an opportunity where Elm Creek had a two-on-two, but they had a pretty good lane to the basket, but couldn't quite handle the basketball. Donnelly works up ahead, gives left side here for Holquist. Back to Donnelly, top of the circle. She'll throw right wing here for Redis. Redis throws it on the high post and having trouble handling it as Rouse. He gets tipped out of there, but Donnelly comes up with it. Donnelly will give here left side for Holquist. Minden maintains the possession, giving it to Redis. She'll pull up a high arcing three-pointer. Nothing but white jerseys there on the rebound. And it's Bauer who will reel it in here. And a timeout being taken by Elm Creek. 2:14 to go here in the second quarter. We're deadlocked at 25. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney. Back after this.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Amigos Build-It Burritos and Bowls come in two sizes, regular and really big. They all start with made-from-scratch cilantro lime rice, and then you custom build it with layer upon layer of flavor. There's three meats to choose from, two beans, three veggies, and three homemade sauces. For an amazing taste combination, try the new queso sauce with shredded pork. When it's cold outside, the perfect on-the-go meal is a queso Build-It Burrito or Bowl at Amigos.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. We're deadlocked at 25. And talk a little bit about injuries, I guess, because Abby Bauer, who would have been maybe even a starter this year, injured and may not see her the rest of the year. Injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with a location near you. Ball inbounded here for Elm Creek. They're trying to work it inside here for Stone. It gets swatted away. So now Elm Creek will inbound on the baseline. Morgan Sint slaps the ball, puts everybody in motion, and coming through in the lane, putting up the jumper is going to be Bauer. Bauer can't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by the Whippets. Rouse dribbles out with it, and she has her pocket pick. So that'll be a Minden turnover. Pass up ahead, and the ball down low. Another shot will go up. That one will be tipped around, and finally coming up a loose ball is going to be Rouse. Couple of opportunities there is an offensive rebound by Reagan Meyer after the initial miss. And now Donnelly has it. She'll be shut off on the left wing. Minute and a half to go. They give it right side here for Holquist. Late in the second quarter, deadlocked at 25. A very entertaining first half of basketball here in Elm Creek. Entry pass knocked down. Rouse will track it down in the corner. She's in a world of trouble, so Coach Malsby is going to call a timeout. Minute 19 to go here before halftime. Still tied at 25. And again, our timeout's brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney. Back after this.
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrient Ag Solutions retailer today.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2020 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Tigers and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons, the biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. Buffaloes and the Minden Whippets deadlocked at 25. It'll be the Whippets basketball. They work around the perimeter, giving it out here for Redis. Redis tries to enter it inside. Weider has a little trouble with the handle there. Minden's going to turn it over. And now Elm Creek with a chance for their first lead of the basketball game. They give it to Lainey Meyer. She'll dribble at top of the circle. Now right side Bauer has it. She'll step back, fire the three. Hits the back of the heel. It's too high. And Rouse will pull down the rebound. And she'll lead the break, and the ball will be knocked out of her hands by Morgan Sint. Long pass. It's going to be knocked out of bounds here. And the basketball is going to stay with Minden. So dribbling here is going to be Abby Redis. Redis will throw right side for Jaden Donnelly. Donnelly in a double team loses the basketball. Another Minden turnover. Empty possession here in Elm Creek with 40 seconds left. They get the basketball back. Handling off the rock here is going to be Bauer. She'll set a little screen as Sint comes through. They try to lower it down low, and Elm Creek's going to throw it too high, and it's going to be intercepted here by Rouse. Rouse still has the dribble now with 24 seconds left. She uses it up and will bounce it right side for Holquist. Holquist working against Bauer. Gives it left side. A little stutter step here by Donnelly. Donnelly throws it to the inside, and they're going to turn it over. 11 seconds left on the attack here is going to be Bauer for Elm Creek. A trail three-pointer up and good. The three-pointer is up and good for Lainey Meyer. And now a fadeaway half-court shot in pressure will be no good. And Elm Creek will head to the locker room with their first lead of the ball game. It's the Buffaloes 28, Minden 25. We'll return to Elm Creek right after this.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches beyond the farm. We support mental health programs for Nebraskans and inform youth and consumers about agriculture. We're your neighbors. Through our partnership with 4-H and FFA, we bring people together to strengthen our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, a passion for our land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
Farmers are darn tough, and times are challenging. Well, that's when you need an ag partner like Aurora Cooperative. By joining forces, things can be accomplished that can't be accomplished alone. Farmers face tough challenges every day, so having a partner is critical to your operation, especially when that partner is Aurora Cooperative. You'll have all the tools for success that you need right at your fingertips to make decisions and investments based on solid research data, innovative solutions, products, and support every step of the way. Tougher together. AuroraCoop.com.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek. Lady Buffaloes with a 28-25 lead right now over Minden. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Of course, coming up next, Elm Creek and Minden in boys basketball. Kind enough to join us to help us preview it is Elm Creek head coach Tanner Cavity. And Coach, I guess we're not at all surprised you guys come in with a pretty good record at 4-1. I mean, the Omaha World Herald had you rated number 2 coming into the season. Does that put more burden on you, or are you glad that you kind of get that recognition to start things off?
It gives you radio guys something to talk about.
It does.
So, I mean, it's the rankings, it gives everybody down in the coffee shop something to talk about, something we never even really talked about. So it's pub for our group, there's no doubt, but in the same instance, we want to be right up there at the end of the year. That's the most important part.
And one of the things that you try to do when you have a team like you do, you kind of like to play good competition. We were talking about that before the break. You've had a pretty good set of games to play because the one loss you had against Southern Valley, that's a good basketball team.
Really good team, really well coached, and they really exposed some areas that we needed to get better at. So, and again, early in the season, a lot of times when you lose a game, you can learn a lot from a loss in comparison to a win. So we had our chances, but, like, you know, that's a good group. They're really well coached. They got really good personnel, and hopefully we get another shot of them when we play them, get a chance at districts.
Well, and again, you play them as early as you can because you guys had a little bit, kind of a limited time, if you will. Guys were a little sore, a little tired, a little drained after a pretty good high school football season. Later in the year, that might be an entirely different story when you guys see Southern Valley.
Yeah, I hope so. But no matter what, it'll be a good game. Every time we play those guys, it's been a great game. And goes back to Coach Miller when he kind of turned around that program. And Tyler right now is doing a great job with him as well. So, it's just one game at a time. And then the game tonight is, of course, we just got to concentrate and play Minden.
You know, when you bring back your top 7 players, as you guys did from a year ago, it you're not starting from scratch. I mean, it's the next chapter in the book in a way. What are some things that you guys are going to be able to do this year that maybe you were hoping you would have been able to do last year?
Well, we bring back our top 7, but that doesn't mean our team's the same. So we've had some kids who, in my opinion, have gotten way better. We're a little bit more physical. We're a little bit bigger and stronger. That's one thing we learned when we went to the state tournament last year is we got beat around the boards quite a bit. So, but like we've had some kids kind of expand their roles a little bit differently. And, you know, from time to time, that takes a little bit of time to get kind of used to. So, you know, some kids that were maybe a little bit more role players last year, we're looking at them to do some different things. So, we're the same team, but we're a little bit different. We're trying to figure that out a little bit.
With the change in the personnel, even though it's the same players to a great extent, with the changes in the roles and stuff, is that going to change how you guys do offense, team concepts?
We kind of have a culture in what we try to do here. It's kind of taught in junior high from a motion standpoint and everything like that. But this maybe some kids taking some different shots in some different situations where they didn't do it last year. So, I mean, again, you know, with kids expanding the roles, again, it's a little bit different team. And again, we're still kind of in the process of figuring it out, and I think we will.
Okay, I'm sure you did a little little scouting here on Minden, so spill the beans a little bit. What were we seeing tonight?
They pressed quite a bit. They tried to get up and, you know, try to speed up the game a little bit. The Riley kid is a really, really good shooter. We got to know where he's at on the court all the time. And then the Lockhorn kid's been hitting some shots as well for him. So, and then they got some kids that got a little bit like Southern Valley with a little bit of length, and they hit the boards really hard. And that's an area that hopefully we've gotten better at, and we're going to have to be pretty good at tonight. So I think they've kind of are discovering who they are a little bit with a new coach, and he's doing a really, really good job with them. So we've got to play really good basketball tonight to play Minden.
All right, well, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right. Tanner Cavity, head boys basketball coach here for Elm Creek. The Elm Creek girls lead at 28-25 here at halftime. We'll check our halftime numbers right after this.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Welcome to Freddy's. What can we get started for you?
I haven't had a carb in 3 weeks, and if I have one more sip of a kale smoothie, I need a Freddy's Original Double with cheese, fries, and a turtle sundae. Please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, 1010 3rd Avenue, Kearney.
Let's check our halftime numbers. We begin for Elm Creek, who lead at 28-25 here at the break. Whitney Bauer leading the way with 8 points here in the basketball game. She also has 4 rebounds. Haley Stone has 6 points and a board. Morgan Sint with 5 points in the game. Reagan Meyer with 3 points, 1 rebound. Laney Meyer has 3 points in the game. Macy McCarter with 2 points. And Ashley Brown, 1 point and 3 rebounds. Unofficially, 9 of 23 shooting for right at 39%. They are 4 of 9 from three-point range, 44%, shooting better from three-point range than overall, and they're 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. They have 9 rebounds unofficially and have turned the ball over 7 times here in the first half. Again, those statistics, very unofficial. Meanwhile, for the men in Whippets, are being led by Sarah Holquist. She's got 10 points. Excuse me, she's got 11 points and 2 rebounds. Jensen Rouse with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Peyton Weeder has a couple of points. Lainey Thatcher has 2 points and 5 rebounds. 15 team rebounds here. 8 of 19 shooting, so 42%. And they are 3 of 9 from three-point range. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 15 rebounds, but have turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half. And Elm Creek has a 28-25 lead. And we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
First Bank and Trust Company in Minden provides the latest technology with a personal touch. Minden's First Bank and Trust Company is a leader in online and mobile banking, including remote deposit from your smartphone. Technology at your fingertips, along with personal bankers to discuss your needs. First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. It's what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. And First Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And our halftime report, as always, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It will be Minden basketball to start the second half. The Whippets have already broken the huddle. Coach Ford still having a few comments here with the Lady Buffaloes at the moment. Gives us a chance to remind you that the Plant River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet in Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlantRiverPreps.com. Nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be our winner, enlisted at PlantRiverPreps.com. It's brought to you by B&B Carpet. And our winners are Jackson Keyshaw of Pleasanton Football for the last month and Nadia Van Slank of Arcadia Loop City Volleyball. Entry pass inside here for Minden. Shot's going to go up. It's no good on the rebound. Trying to tip it in is going to be Sarah Holquist, and Holquist is going to be fouled. But since she's fouled, she'll be going to the line as Reagan Meyer has picked up her 3rd foul of the game. So that's concerning. And Holquist at the line misses the first of 2 free throws. Yeah, but she makes the second. So Holquist gets the free throw, and Whitney Bauer brings in the offensive end. Nice little give and go. They throw it down low for Ashley Brown. Brown can't get it to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Lainey Thatcher. So Thatcher pulls down the rebound after the miss. And now on the bounce is going to be Donnelly. Donnelly's going to kick it top of the circle. Working around the perimeter here is going to be Holquist. Skip back out here for Donnelly. Donnelly's going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Jaden Donnelly with the three-pointer, and Minden has their first lead of the second half. They lead it now 29-28. Very early on here in the third quarter. Morgan Sint on the baseline, dribbles out to the elbow. Going to pass the ball back out to Bauer. Bauer helps work it around. They give it to Sint again. Sint will give it to Brown. Brown's on the drive. And Brown, we're going to say, took an extra step. And so that will be an Elm Creek turnover. So here come the Whippets. They're looking at a little 2-3 zone. And they'll dribble up this left side for Holquist. She'll kick right side for Donnelly. Around, they give it to Holquist. On that left side for Redis. Off of a screen, Donnelly has it. Donnelly will give it here, right side for Holquist. They try to enter it inside blindly to Thatcher. Thatcher just couldn't come up with it. Morgan Sint's going to dribble out. So Minden turns the ball over. And the Buffaloes will set up the half-court offense. Bauer on the bounce. We'll hand the basketball over here for Laney Meyer. Lob pass inside here for Stone, and Stone's going to go up for the bucket. Nice lob pass for Haley Stone. There wasn't any backside help after they lobbed it over the top of the defense. And Stone is able to put Elm Creek back on top here by a point. It's 30-29, and they'll get it on the high post. Driving is Holquist. Holquist, quick little runner. That's going to be no good. And Rouse is going to tie up the rebound with Bauer, and the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek, so they'll have the basketball. Minden's just going to pick up the defense at half court. And they're going on man-to-man. So Whippets man-to-man right now as Donnelly will dribble up. And she'll kick it here top of the circle. Penetrating here is Laney Meyer. Meyer's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds there by Redis. Good hands there by Redis. She couldn't quite make the steal. But they'll inbound the ball. And on the run here is going to be Bauer. Bauer kicks the ball back out for Brown, who will give it to Stone on that right side. Stone looking for Brown as she cuts through, but she'll pass it instead here for Morgan Sint. Sint has the top of the circle. Back out left side. Brown on the drive. Law pass inside here for Stone. Stone, this time there's help side defense, and Donnelly is able to force the turnover. So Elm Creek turns the ball over. Good work there by Donnelly on the backside. Entry pass down low here for Thatcher. Thatcher's going to put up a baseline jumper. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall in underneath by Redis, and the ball goes out of bounds. But it goes off the feet of the Buffaloes, so basketball will stay here with the Whippets with 5:06 to go in quarter number three. They cycle through as Elm Creek right now in 2-3 zone on the inbounds. They'll put up a jumper off the inbounds. Rouse can't get the fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Laney Meyer. So Meyer with the rebound, Elm Creek with the rock. They'll bring it up ahead here as McCarter checked in during the stoppage, and she'll give it off here for Laney Meyer, also came in. And now right wing with it is Bauer. Bauer dribbling, kicks it top of the circle here for Brown. Brown on the right side, gives it for Laney Meyer. Over here for Knapp, who also came in. They made pretty well wholesale substitutions during that stoppage. And they'll get the ball back out for Bauer, and Bauer will hit the three. Whitney Bauer with a big three-pointer for number three. She now has 11 in the game. Now drive the baseline, kick over here for Holquist. Holquist with the baseline jumper that's off the mark and rebounded by Brown. So Brown pulls down the board, and she'll hand up here for Bauer. 4-point Elm Creek lead right now with 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. On the high post, Brown is going to kick the ball back out right wing for McCarter. And a timeout being taken here by Coach Ford. He doesn't like how things are setting up so far. So with 4:08 to go here in the third quarter, it's Elm Creek 33, Minden 29. Back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Our timeouts brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. So it's been a well-played ball game, been fairly close throughout. Minden did lead by as many as 7 in the first half. Elm Creek has had a couple of 5-point leads. Morgan Sint's going to inbound it, and she'll throw it down that sideline to McCarter. McCarter now kicks top of the circle here for Reagan Meyer. Meyer, top of the circle for Stone. And Stone will give it up here for Bauer. Bauer drives. Bauer loses the basketball. That'll be a turnover. So empty possession here for Elm Creek, who has a 33-29 lead. So Minden will be picked up with some pressure at half court. Holquist dribbles up to the elbow, kicks left side for Donnelly. Donnelly's going to step back, fire a three, and bank it in. Jaden Donnelly banks in the three on that left wing, and she now has 6 in the game. Holquist leads the way with 12. Rouse has 10 here for the Whippets. A drive in the middle, quick low jumper here by Morgan Sint, deflected by Holquist, and Holquist will also pull down the rebound. They'll throw the ball up ahead here for Donnelly. She shut off on the baseline, and the outlet pass is going to be intercepted by McCarter. So Minden turns it over, but can't really run with it, can Elm Creek. So Elm Creek will slowly bring in the offensive end, and the entry pass is going to be stolen away. Good read there by Rouse. So we swap turnovers, and Rouse throws it up ahead, and there'll be a turnover the other direction. So a flurry of turnovers here. And when it all sorts itself out, Elm Creek is going to inbound on the defensive end of the court. And checking into the basketball game to do that is Brown. She gets a quick little, got a quick little breather, and now she'll come in for Reagan Meyer. So on the bounce here is going to be Bauer. She'll give right side for McCarter. McCarter faces man-to-man, tosses top of the circle here for Sint. Gives left side for Stone. Stone throws it in the lane. Brown's going to drive. Brown's going to be fouled. And that will be on Holquist. And I have that being her second. So Ashley Brown will step to the stripe for a couple. She's got 1 point in the ball game, being 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And that one is a little bit short. So 33-32 our score. Second free throw rolls around, hits the front of the rim. A good shooter's touch there for Ashley Brown as she rolls in her second free throw, and it's now 34-32. Home team leading here in Elm Creek. Top of the circle, there's Donnelly. Right wing will give it for Holquist. Skip pass, they go for the steal, but Rita's has it. She'll try, she'll take it off glass, and it rolls up and in. They went for the steal, and then when that didn't happen, Abby Rita's understood that she had a lane to the rack. And she goes up there with that offhand and hits a nice layup to tie things at 34. So left side, they'll get it off here for Stone. Stone drives the baseline and has the ball knocked out of her hands by Rouse. Rouse was the last to touch it as it goes off the padding on that end of the court. So they'll lob the ball in the lane here for Stone. Stone throws on the left side for Bauer. Back inside for Stone. Stone jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. Can't get that one to fall either. And they're going to tie up the rebound. So going in there is Rouse to tie it up. We'll give her credit for a rebound. Because the possession arrow is pointing to Minden. So the Whippets will inbound the basketball. Taylor Malsby calls out the instructions there. Assistant coaches Jade Wilson, Lisa Wagner, and Allie Prasoski. Should probably teach them a little bit of soccer as well if they're interested. Right side, Rouse has it, and she'll throw the ball here left wing for Ritas. Ritas throws on the baseline. Driving there is going to be Donnelly. Back out to Ritas. Rita banks in a three-pointer. High off the glass, Abby Ritas banks in the three-pointer. I did not hear her yell glass, but she does not have to. Right wing with it is Bauer. Bauer Kicks the ball back out with it is Stone. Stone, she'll shoot a long two. That's up and good. Haley Stone strokes it in. She now has 10 in the game. 2-3 zone here for Elm Creek as Minden brings it in the offensive end. Redis, right side, gives it on the baseline. Driving here is Rouse. Rouse weaves her way through, lays it off the glass and in. Good job there by Jensen Rouse, weaving her way through traffic. 3-point Minden lead, final minute of the third quarter. Left side, here's the three to tie it by Brown. No good. And rebound saved, but into the hands of Donnelly. Donnelly leads the break. She'll attack. Lays it up. That one will not go. Rebound comes back to her, but she did not get back into the court. It was tipped. She went past the end line there on the baseline and didn't make it back in. So the basketball is going to go back here to Elm Creek. So basketball will go here to the Buffaloes. We're trailing it 39-36 with 38 to go before the end of the third quarter. Reagan Meyer is shut off. She'll try to enter it in. It's swatted out of there by Thatcher, but into the hands of Knapp. So Elm Creek will reset the offense. Back out for Stone. Stone gives right side off the screen. That's Bauer. She'll shoot the three. No good. And rebounded by the Whippets. Weider came down with a rebound. And now she's looking for somebody to throw it to. 14 seconds left. They'll dribble the ball back around here on the right side. Now they kick it to the left. Backdoor cut for Weider. Weider is going to be shut off by Stone. 3 seconds left. They kick it out. Three-pointer going to be no good. Ball's on the ground at the horn. And that's going to do it. Redis tried the late three-pointer. Couldn't get it to fall. So Minden's going to have to be content with a 39-36 lead when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Buffaloes do have a little bit of work ahead of them. They trail at 39-36 as we head to the fourth quarter, but Elm Creek will have possession of the basketball to start the quarter. Sam Knapp out there starting here in the fourth quarter as the ball is inbounded for Whitney Bauer. Also, McCarter starting the fourth quarter as well. She's got the basketball right side. Nice little ball fake by McCarter. And she'll drive against Holquist, gets the shot up, it's no good, and Holquist will pull down the rebound. Not a bad look, long outlet pass, the kicker right side for Donnelly. Donnelly thought about a three-pointer, but it's back around the perimeter. Rouse has it, looking at this 2-3 zone. She'll split the zone off the top. Her jumper is going to be no good, and rebounded by Rouse. So she'll kick it back out. Rouse will reset the offense. Holquist wants the ball on that left side, but they'll kick it to the right here for Rita. She'll fire a three on the backside. Holquist pulls down the rebound. She's going to dribble out with it, and we'll reset it. Donnelly looking at this 2-3, throws it to Thatcher on the baseline, kicks out top of the circle here for Holquist. Holquist working against Morgan Sint, loses the basketball momentarily. Her outlet pass then is knocked down by Bauer, and Bauer will finish the steal. She'll bring in the offensive end. And now they get it down low on the baseline here for Stone. Stone outside of the lane on the baseline was in a little bit of trouble, but now they've reset things, and Stone gets the ball back. Top of the circle is Sint. Sint looking for a backdoor cutter, and they thought they were going to lob it ahead here for Bauer. Bauer stopped short as she was making the cut, and so they throw the ball down low, and it's going to be an Elm Creek turnover. So just a little miscommunication there is going to cost Elm Creek the basketball and an opportunity to cut into a 39-36 deficit. So bouncing up ahead here is going to be Donnelly for Minden. And we've got a screen here, and I think we might be calling a moving screen. Yeah. Abby Reedus was there, but she kind of gave up the position. So that's going to turn into a turnover here. Both teams with three timeouts left. Neither team has really been called for a lot of fouls. Two on Minden now, only one against Elm Creek. And we're in the fourth quarter. Haley Stone gives it left side. Jump stop here by Meyer. Meyer's going to kick the ball back out. They're trying to roll the ball up ahead, but the loose ball is picked up here by Stone, so she'll keep the possession for the Buffaloes. Kick right side. Three-pointer by Meyer is going to be no good. And rebounded by Rouse. So Rouse pulls down the board, and she'll throw the ball up ahead and lead the pack a little bit too much, and that'll be a Minden turnover. That's one of those that if you make the pass, and if it's complete, then you got an opportunity for an easy bucket. And if you don't, well, you just go back on defense. But too many turnovers here for Minden, but they still have the lead, 39-36. 6 minutes to go as Morgan Sin has it now, top of the circle, looking at a man-to-man defense here for Minden. They've zoned a few times, but mostly man-to-man. Bauer has it to the elbow. She'll kick back out here for Stone. Stone's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good, and great hustle to track down the loose ball there by Meyer. So Meyer gets the rebound, and the pass up ahead. Driving up is going to be Ashley Brown, and Brown gets a bucket. A badly needed bucket. Cuts the lead down to one. The right wing with it is Reedus. Reedus' pass is knocked down, but Holquist picks it up. She'll dribble up and gives it to Reedus. Out for Donnelly. Donnelly's going to drive, has her shot partially deflected. Trying to come up with it is Thatcher, but she can't. Bauer got it from her from behind. So she just kind of outquicked her for that rebound. And now Bauer has the basketball between the circles now on the right wing. She uses up her dribble, and she'll throw the ball right side for Reagan Meyer. Meyer dribbles to an open area, jump stop. The shot rolls around the rim, won't go, and Rouse will pull down the rebound. That was a good look there, but they just couldn't get the fall. Holquist gets it on the baseline, back out to Thatcher. Back out here for Rouse. Rouse for three, no good. Rebound to Thatcher, and Thatcher's outlet pass is going to be deflected. That'll be loose ball picked up here by Elm Creek. And Coach Ford's going to call a timeout. 4:36 to go. Fourth quarter. It's Minden 39, Elm Creek 38. We'll return after this timeout brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, Sam, Hallie, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Pedley Drug in Minden.
Well, our broadcast booth brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing and Repair is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. And we'll see who steps forward here for one of these two basketball teams. Minden has a lead, 39-38, as Minden has not yet scored in this quarter. And we played about 3.5 minutes of it. But they still have the lead. Right side, Stone. Stone sets a little screen here as they pass it to Sint. Back inside for Stone, and Stone's going to get the bucket. Nice pass to Sint to set up Stone. That looked like a set play called by Coach Ford just a moment ago, and Elm Creek's back on top. They lead it by a single point as Donnelly brings in the offensive end. 40-39. Donnelly working against Bauer. Throws the left side. Now they're going to skip it out here. Right side for Weider. Weider gets it on the baseline for Rouse. Rouse kicks top of the circle for Donnelly. Donnelly dribbles up, shoots over the top of Stone, can't get it to go, and Stone will pull down the board. So Stone grabs a big rebound here, and now they'll kick the ball back out for Ashley Brown. She'll throw the ball on that right side, sent for the bucket. Shot won't go. It's off the back of the heel, and Rouse will pull down another rebound. And now Coach Malsby is going to call a timeout. 3.5 to go. Elm Creek 40, Minden 39. Timeout brought to you by ENT Positions. Back after this.
The dream of every American farmer is to watch the family farm being passed on from generation to generation. CHS wants to be the company that helps that dream come true. Taking pride in being here in their communities, the schools, and on the farm, CHS is a locally owned cooperative with global connections. It's like having a neighbor all around the world, offering a full-service cooperative including grain, agronomy, energy, and precision ag, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student-athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913, located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
Well, 3.5 minutes to go. Elm Creek with a 40-39 lead. Both teams with a couple of timeouts left. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, I haven't heard a whole lot of whistles, you're right. Only two fouls have been called against Minden here in the first half, one on Elm Creek. This game has been well officiated, but not over officiated. Ball inbounded for Donnelly. Donnelly will throw it on that left side for Redis. Redis all the way down the baseline. She'll take it off glass. It's good. Great drive there by Abby Redis to put Minden back on top as she weaved her way through a whole herd of Buffaloes. So on our dribble here is going to be McCarter. McCarter kicks top of the circle here. Fellaini Meyer came in during the stoppage. They give it off on that right side for Sint. Back out for Laney Meyer. She's going to drive. She's going to flip. It rolls around, and it's good. The degree of difficulty on that was relatively high. And Elm Creek back on top by a point. Exchanging one-point leads here. Right wing with it is Redis. Redis looks at a 2-3 zone, kicks over there for Donnelly. Back out top of the circle for Rouse. Rouse dribbles down to the baseline. A lot of pressure. She'll kick the ball across that baseline and around the perimeter we go. Right side, Holquist. She's going to fire a three. Good look there, but it won't fall. And it's rebounded by Laney Meyer. It's a good look. Just didn't turn in any points. Lob pass down low for Stone. Stone off glass. Good. Elm Creek with a bucket here that puts them on top 44-41. Their largest lead, really, of the second half. Pass nearly stolen away, but I think we're going to have a reach as Holquist was trying to pass the ball out. And she's going to be foul passing it out. That pass was then stolen, but Morgan Sint's going to be called for the foul. Steal was clean, but the pressure on the pass wasn't. Redis will now work against Bauer, and she'll kick it here left side for Holquist. Holquist faces a little double team as she dribbled into the corner of that zone. She'll give it out to Rouse. Rouse, three-pointer in and out, it's no good. Nothing but white jerseys there, and it's going to be rebounded by Brown. So Brown brings it out, and now they give it into Sint's hands in the offensive end, and she'll give it for Stone. 99 seconds to go here on Power 99. In the fourth quarter, Elm Creek 44-41. They'll kick now top of the circle for Reagan Meyer. They can afford to be patient here as they give it to Ashley Brown. Brown gives it to Morgan Sint. Back to Stone. They're not really looking to commit a foul here per se. They just need to pressure the basketball. Bauer has it. And they'll give it off left side. Now backdoor cut. They set up an open play. It hangs on the rim, but Stone's jumper won't go. And Stone commits a foul trying to get the rebound back. They were trying to lull him into a false sense of security there and get the backdoor cut for Haley Stone, and they did. But Stone could not get the shot to fall. It hung on that rim interminably. So here's Redis in the offensive end, and she had a little trouble with the handle. Forced by good defense by Morgan Sint, and so Minden's going to turn the ball over. So 1 minute and 1 second to go. Both teams with a couple of timeouts left. Neither team close to shooting a 1-1. Only two fouls on either squad. Ball inbounded for Whitney Bauer. Final minute. Bauer working against pressure Donnelly. She's got it in the offensive end now. Stone trying to help her out, but She creates a little space, doesn't really need it. They'll give it to Whitney Bauer on that right side. Over for Stone. Stone behind that three-point arc. And she'll get the ball back out for Whitney Bauer. Bauer is going to be fouled in by Donnelly. And so Jaden Donnelly going to be called for the foul. And if you're going to commit fouls to try to get him to the free throw line, you got a little work ahead if you're amended, because that's only their third team foul. And that'll be the second foul here on Jaden Donnelly. Checking in is going to be Sloan Beck, freshman, and a 30-second timeout being taken here by Minden. 39 seconds to go. We'll take the timeout with them. 44-41 Elm Creek. Back after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here. 39.5 to go. Elm Creek 44, Minden 41. Whippets have committed three team fouls, so if they want to commit a foul to send Elm Creek to the line, they got a little work ahead of them here with less than 40 seconds left. Buffaloes inbounding the basketball, and they'll get it to Stone, and Stone's going to be fouled right away. Got a myriad of guys they can give that to. I think they give it to Jensen Rouse. Nope. Also there was Sarah Holquist, and that's going to be her third. Well, they probably would have preferred Rouse because Rouse doesn't have any. Ball inbounded, thrown in the backcourt. Reaching in there, committing the foul is going to be Donnelly. Well, they haven't committed a lot of fouls here in the second half, but right now those fouls are finding players that have two and three fouls. I don't know how much you really worry about that here with only 35 seconds to go and nearly a turnover on the inbounds. They commit the foul maybe a little early, as Jensen Rouse will commit the foul on Haley Stone. And that's now six as a team, so they got to the 1-1 here pretty quickly. Entry pass tipped around, and it's going to be stolen away by Minden. It's tipped by Arenas initially, and so the turnover will give them the basketball, and a timeout being taken here by Minden. Elm Creek 44, Minden 41, 26.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Whippets. We're back after this.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. The answer has arrived in Nebraska with a 2.5 bushel per acre bump across 1,223 comparisons. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of loyal yield trials to take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Individual results may vary. See Jamie Mattson, your Pioneer seed dealer, with you from the word go.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes.
Whippets down 44-41, 26.5 to go, and they inbound the basketball to Donnelly. Donnelly throws up ahead here, right side for Holquist. Holquist loses the basketball, but it was last touched by Elm Creek. Brown trying to force the turnover, knocked the ball loose, and it went between the legs of Holquist. So the ball stays here with the Whippets. Donnelly, 18 seconds left. They are really coming out and pressuring her. 15 seconds to go. Leave it right side for Holquist. Back out here for Rouse. Rouse kicks left side. Donnelly for three. She hits the three. Jaden Donnelly drains the three-pointer. 4 seconds left. Minden gets the ball here right side. Stone for the win. Top of the key, short. And we go to overtime. Elm Creek 44, Minden 44. 4 minutes on the clock, and we'll be back with the OT right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Well, this has been a well-played basketball game. Elm Creek 5-0, Minden 3-2, but they played a pretty tough schedule up to this point, and this has been a very entertaining basketball game. So we'll just kind of start over in a sense. We got 4 minutes on the clock. We're deadlocked at 44, and we'll see where we go from here. Only losses for Minden on the year against a couple of undefeated teams. Just for the note, Elm Creek is undefeated, and they do win the tip here to start the overtime. With the ball top of the circle here is going to be Reagan Meyer. Meyer throws to Morgan Sint. Sint gives top of the circle for Brown. Brown will set a little screen as they try to get the ball down low, and it's going to be knocked away, trying to get it to Stone. But Holquist and Rouse combine to force the Elm Creek turnover. So now the Whippets have the basketball. And they'll give it right side for Donnelly. She hit that big three-pointer that tied it. And she'll work it around here for Holquist. Holquist off the screen. We'll give it on the baseline. Redis will drive through. And Redis, another dipsy-doo move to put Minden on top. Pretty good pressure in front of her there by Morgan Sint. But she was able to work it around and kiss it off the glass for the bucket. So Bauer has it. And she'll throw the ball back around to Reagan Meyer. They reset the offense. Sint gets it again. She'll give it for Bauer here. Bauer working against Donnelly. Minden up 46-44. We're in our first overtime. Right wing for Reagan Meyer. Meyer to the free throw line. Will stop. Kicks it back out here for Haley Stone. Stone left side for Reagan Meyer. Meyer on the baseline. Back out for Stone. Stone, she'll fire the three. Off the heel. No good. Rebound tip right to the official. And the basketball is going to go to Minden. So Elm Creek had a pretty good look there, but they couldn't pull down the offensive board. Now they're going to have to come up with a defensive stop. 2.5 to go. Again, Elm Creek can be pretty aggressive defensively. They've only committed 2 fouls, and we're in overtime. So here's Redis. They work it at the high post for Rouse. Back around the perimeter, they give it for Donnelly. Now top of the circle here for Holquist. Holquist will get a screen, dribble, kick it out for Rouse, and Rouse will hit a three. Jensen Rouse hits the three-pointer off of a nice little screen, and the lead now is 5 for Minden here in the overtime. Top of the circle, they give it for Stone. Stone has it. She'll kick here on the right side for Laney Meyer. Meyer drives, bounce pass along the baseline. To Morgan Sint, now to the elbow. Dribbling up here is Brown. Brown shot won't go. And it's going to go off the hands of Rouse and out of bounds. Again, another one of those shots for the Buffaloes. They hung on the rim, and they could not get it to fall. Minute 49 to go here. Minden up by 5. Elm Creek throws it into the backcourt, and they're going to call over and back. The ball caught momentarily there by Haley Stone with both feet in the offensive end, and then a little bit of contact, but not enough for a foul, caused her to step on the line, so that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. So that misconnection on the inbounds, that was not how they wanted to inbound it. So Rouse has it right now. That misconnection costs Elm Creek a very important possession. Here's Redis, picked up defensively by Brown. Minute 28 to go, driving is Holquist. Holquist loses the basketball. Coming up with it is Bauer. Bauer does not have numbers, but she's going to drive. She's going to attack. She's double-teamed. She'll bounce it out. And now they'll get it back out to her, to Bauer on that baseline. Back out, and a timeout being taken here by Elm Creek. Coach Ford calls the timeout. with a minute 12 to go here in the overtime. Minden 49, Elm Creek 44. We're back after this.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with auto owner's insurance. Barney Insurance. Trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Well, the scoreboard said each team has one timeout left, but they should have been granted another timeout because of the overtime. So I believe each team has two timeouts. Minden with a 49-44 lead, minute 12 to go. And again, some passes that were at people's shoe tops instead of if it was in the chest or at the waist, they had some opportunities for Elm Creek to maybe shoot a three, but they weren't working the offense. And now they're having trouble inbounding the basketball after Ford's timeout. They'll get it out here for Stone. Stone works around the perimeter, and they give it out for Brown. On the dribble here is Lainey Meyer. She lost it momentarily, but gets it to Brown. Brown drives the baseline. Shut off there by Holquist. They kick it out. A three-pointer in and out. No good. And rebounded by Rouse. So Rouse will pull down the board after Bauer's three-pointer was in and out. And mostly in, quite frankly. So now a foul here to stop the clock and make Minden inbound the basketball. So they'll inbound it here for Donnelly, and then Donnelly's going to be fouled right away. Well, at the end of overtime, Minden was in a position where they had to commit some quick fouls to try to get the ball, and they eventually forced the turnover. Didn't even need the fouls. And now the roles are reversed as Elm Creek now committing fouls. Ball inbounded for Ritas, and she's going to be fouled. Whitney Bauer was called for the previous foul. This one is going to go on Morgan Sint. That'll be her second. Five as a team here on Elm Creek. Neither team has shot a one and one yet, and we're in overtime. Ball inbounded for Rouse. Rouse makes the catch, waits for the foul to come, and it does. And the foul will be on Sint. That's her third. Now six is a team. So now both teams are in the bonus. Both teams have committed six. Ball inbounded for Rita. She splits the defense and then is going to be fouled. And I'm sure they'll give that to McCarter. So we'll step to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Minden with a 49-44 lead. And at the free throw line is going to be Ritas. Ritas, 4 out of 8 on the season from the free throw line. I can do that in my head. That's 50%. So Ritas' free throw is up and good. So she hits the front end of the 1-1, earns the bonus, and pushes the lead out to 6. This one would be huge because it would be a 3-possession game with 46 seconds to go, and she hits that one as well. 51-44 with 44 seconds to go. Pass on the right side. Back out here for Lainey Meyer. Meyer will kick it out. Three-pointer is going to be short, and it goes out of bounds as a whole herd of Whippets formed a protective cone around that basketball and let it go out of bounds. So they'll inbound it, and there'll be a foul immediately as the ball goes into the hands here of Rouse. So Rouse will step to the stripe for the front end of a 1-1. She's a 46% free throw shooter, but a larger sample size. 13 of 28 coming into the game. So Rouse at the line for the front end. And it's good. Minden as a team now, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line as a squad. And that second free throw is no good. 52-44. Dribbling in the offensive end is Bauer, and Bauer loses the basketball. That'll be a costly turnover here for Elm Creek. 20 seconds left. Dribbling up is going to be Merrill, and we're going to have another foul as they work the ball on the inside. They threw it inside here for Jensen Rouse, and Rouse will have the front end of a 1-1. After the foul was called on Bauer, that'll be her second. And the free throw is good. So Minden is going to improve now to 4-2. Elm Creek going to fall to 5-1. Second free throw rolls around good. She makes both ends of the 1-1. It's a 10-point lead with 15 seconds to go. Right side sent. She's going to kick the ball back out. Driving here is Lainey Meyer. 9 seconds left. They need to get a shot up if they want to have any hope. Time's going to expire here on them. They have 4 seconds left. They give it out to Morgan Sint. Sint kicks the ball back out here for Lainey Meyer, and they don't even get a shot off. So Minden, in the overtime, shuts out Elm Creek. Minden wins this one by a final of 54-44. As we said, they're now 4-2 on the season. Their next action will be in the Axtell Holiday Tournament. Elm Creek will be 5-1 when they travel to Bertrand tomorrow night. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, and Patty know about the heart and the soul of a home. For more info, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com. A very proud supporter of all our area youth. Best of luck, athletes.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Let's check some numbers. We've got Elm Creek's all totaled up here as they fall here by a final of 54-44. And they were led by Haley Stone with 14 points, 5 rebounds. Whitney Bauer had 11 points, 6 boards. Morgan Sint with 5 points. Lainey Meyer with 5 points, 2 rebounds. Ashley Brown with 4 points and 8 rebounds. Reagan Meyer had 3 points, a couple of rebounds. And Macy McCarter with 2 points in the game. Unofficially, Elm Creek was 16 of 45 shooting about 35.5% in the game. They were 5 of 6 from 3-point range, 31% there. 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. And they had 23 rebounds here in the game, but turned the ball over 18 times, as they were shut out in the overtime, and Minden wins this one by a final of 54-44. And we'll check out the numbers for the Whippets when we return right after this.
When the weather changes, so can the performance of your transmission. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions, and we want to help you avoid getting stuck in the tough snow. If your 4x4 is not working or your transmission's not shifting correctly, bring it in now. Get your vehicle winter ready with free diagnostics available. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, Kearney. Learn more at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
This is Tom Collins with your Tri-City weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies with some light sprinkles, and later in the evening,
there's a storm rolling in.
Expect chills, thrills, and 100% chance of jaw-dropping action. This is hockey at its finest. This is the Tri-City Storm. All season long at the Viero Center. Leave your umbrellas and bring your appetite for food, fun, and adrenaline-fueled mayhem. For tickets to the best game in town, visit stormhockey.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and six satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why Experience matters to us, specializing in you.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000 square foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more. You can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
And welcome back here. Minden picks up a 54-44 win over Elm Creek in overtime, and they were led by Jansen Rouse, who had 18 points and 10 rebounds, so double-double for her. Sarah Holquist with 12 points, 9 rebounds. Abby Redis with 11 points and a couple of boards as well. Jaden Donnelly had 9 points in the game. Peyton Weeder had 2 points and a rebound. Lainey Thatcher had 2 points but 7 rebounds. A couple more rebounds here by Hannah Merrill. Unofficially, 17 of 41 shooting, so 41.5% in the game. 8 of 18 from three-point range, so 44% there. And from the free throw line, they were 12 of 15. That's 80%. So good shooting tonight for Minden tonight. They finished with 33 rebounds, did turn the ball over 21 times, but they did win that rebounding battle with 33 rebounds compared to 23 for Elm Creek. Our statistical wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Well, coming up next, it'll be a pretty good task here for the Minden boys, who have played a tough schedule. They're 1-4 on the season. Elm Creek 4-1. They are rated in class D1 at number 2 coming into the preseason. And so here in Elm Creek, we anticipate this should be a very good boys basketball game. Once again, the final in our girls game, it's Minden 54-44 over Elm Creek in overtime. We're going to step away for a few minutes, and then we'll come back with coverage of the boys game. Stay tuned. More high school basketball on the way coming up next here on Power 99.
Merry Christmas greetings from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Celebrating tremendous deals throughout the store. All in-stock outerwear, suits, and sports coats are 30% off. The entire store, excluding Brighton, is 20% off. Shop for yourself or for those on your list. And for those hard to buy for, the perfect gift, a Gary Michaels gift card. The gift of buying local. And free gift wrapping, too. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Christmas in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Now open Sundays from 1 to 4.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.